a billionaire Democratic fundraiser who's been running a TV and online campaign to impeach President Trump, has launched what he says will be a series of at least 30 town hall meetings around the country. He kicked it off in Columbus Thursday night.
So it is great to be here. It is wonderful to be in Columbus, Ohio, and it's wonderful to start off this series of town halls right here with you guys.
This could be described as the opposite of a Trump rally.
It is always appropriate to speak the truth to each other as American citizens on the most important issue of the day.
Around 150 attendees sat in padded, straight-back chairs in the basement ballroom of the YWCA in Columbus, listening to California hedge fund manager turned progressive activist Tom Steyer share his thoughts behind his Need to Impeach campaign. There were several moments of loud applause and spontaneous shouts, but there were no signs, no chants, and no protests, just an hour of pointed anti-Trump rhetoric.
We view this president and this campaign as a fight for the soul of America.
Steyer had said in this town hall he would be making the case for impeachment to Democrats, independents, and Republicans, but the audience was overwhelmingly left-leaning. Sandy Callahan came from Lancaster to hear Steyer's pitch.
I've watched the ads, and he's been the person who has been saying out loud what I've been thinking for months and months. And he's been the only one I've heard say it out loud. And so I wanted to know more about it.
Callahan lives with her son, David Clayton Reddy, who recently moved to Ohio.
I think that the reason we have something like Need to Impeach to exist to begin with is kind of a symptom of the whole problem. It's not just Trump. It's been brewing for a long, long time, both on the Democratic and Republican side.
Phyllis Elmo from Columbus is already active in progressive politics, even helping write cards to voters in recent elections in Alabama and Pennsylvania. She's glad to see Steyer start this series of town halls to supplement his TV and online campaign.
I'm really happy he's doing it, and I'm also happy he has enough money to do it, so, which unfortunately has become necessary in these days.
Columbus environmental advocate Carolyn Harding is among the 5 million people who've signed Steyer's online impeachment petition, and she has no concerns about what he'll do with what he's called a digital army of activists.
Yeah, I knew that when I gave him my email. I knew that I'd be in his database, but I'm very transparent about what I stand for.
After the event, Steyer said he's assembled the largest grassroots organization in the U.S. and plans to spend $30 million on ads and town halls in this midterm election year. He was asked why he wasn't pouring the money into state and local elections instead.
We're doing phone banking. We're using snail mail. We're using all of the online means of reaching people, because as far as we're concerned, everything you're talking about, we're doing.
Steyer's series of town halls began in Ohio, a state that went for Trump in 2016, but has a Trump critic as governor. Steyer did say that he watched John Kasich in the 2016 debates and on TV since then, but he says he's never met him. Karen Kessler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.